Hi, Austin. Welcome. This walkthrough is built for you and Iron Horse Armory, from what you told us.
Yeah, and we're really excited to dive into this with you.
Totally. I mean, imagine a version of your business where your top engineer is just, answering every customer question at 3 a.m.
Right, or your inventory practically reorders itself before you even realize you're running low.
Exactly. And you never have to send another generic marketing blast again. So today, we're building that exact blueprint.
It's a really ambitious picture, but honestly, it's completely realistic. You've built something incredibly solid with Iron Horse Armory.
Yeah, for sure.
And what really stands out from your answers is that you aren't just looking for like a quick bandage for your daily pain
Right, you
points.
want to scale your efficiency.
Exactly. But you absolutely cannot afford to lose that personal, high-quality touch that, your specific customer base expects.
Yeah, and the best way to look at this process is kind of like upgrading your workshop.
Yeah.
You aren't throwing out the hand tools and the craftsmanship that made Iron Horse Armory great in the first place.
No.
Definitely not. That stays.
Right. What we are doing today is bringing in the digital equivalent of a five-axis CNC machine for your operations.
That's a great way to put it.
We're automating the heavy lifting so you can actually get back to focusing on the engineering, the strategy, and really just the big picture growth.
And that shift in focus is crucial because right now your time is being severely taxed by all this operational friction.
Yeah, it's draining.
It is. So the goal of the six AI agents we're going to outline today is to basically systematically eliminate that friction.
Okay, let's unpack this. We need to start exactly where your customers first interact with Iron Horse Armory.
Right, because protecting that first impression is just non-negotiable.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you told us your biggest bottleneck right now is spending hours answering the same technical specs for casual browsers.
Yeah, which is just a huge time sink.
So phase one introduces agents one and two, and these are entirely focused on frontline engagement.
Right, so think of Agent One as your initial inquiry and specification agent. When someone hits your website or, sends an email, they usually have immediate, highly detailed questions.
But wait, here's where we need to be careful. Because if I'm Austin, I'm thinking my customers are deeply knowledgeable.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. They ask highly technical, very specific questions about armory products, compatibility, minute specs. So how do we ensure an AI doesn't sound like a generic robot?
Yeah, it's the most common hesitation for a specialized business.
Because nobody wants that clunky, unhelpful menu.
Exactly. But the mechanism behind Agent One is completely different from those clunky chatbots you might have seen like 5 years ago.
Okay, how so?
Well, it doesn't use simple keyword matching. It uses a framework called Retrieval Augmented Generation, or R.
Right.
We train this agent specifically and exclusively on your exact inventory, your proprietary spec sheets, and your technical manuals.
Oh, wow. So it's actually understanding
Yeah.
context. It's not just looking for the word barrel. It understands the relationship between a specific thread pitch on a muzzle device and the barrel profile of a particular model.
It maps those relationships perfectly. So if a customer asks a complex question about whether a specific optic mount will clear a particular backup sight on a model you sell.
Right, a really specific use case.
Exactly. Agent One uses that Argonne framework to cross-reference your documentation and provide a confident, accurate answer instantly.
That's incredible.
And it speaks with your brand's voice and technical authority. And the cool thing is, while Agent One is answering those technical questions, Agent Two is operating quietly in the background.
Okay, so if Agent 2 is the lead qualification piece, it must be looking at more than just the specific questions the customer is asking.
Yes, exactly.
Like analyzing their browsing history on the site or
Oh, yeah.
gauging urgency based on how they phrase their emails.
It is using natural language processing to do exactly that. Yeah, Agent Two analyzes the entire interaction to gauge customer intent. It's evaluating whether someone is just browsing specs out of curiosity, or if they are asking about lead times, bulk availability, or, shipping restrictions to specific states.
Okay, so it dynamically scores that interaction.
Right. And if it calculates a high buying intent, it seamlessly transitions that conversation directly to you.
Complete with a concise summary of exactly what that customer wants and needs, I assume.
You got it.
Which means by the time you actually pick up the phone or reply to the email, you already have a full dossier on the customer's needs.
Yeah, you know what they've been looking at, and you have confirmation that they are a serious buyer.
You skipped the first 5 steps of the sales dance entirely.
It respects your customer's time by giving them instant technical answers at any hour, and it respects your time by only putting you in front of the highly qualified inquiries.
But here's the dangerous part of having a flawless frontline. Yeah, if agents 1 and 2 suddenly double your qualified orders, your manual back office is going to collapse under the weight of its own success.
That is a very real risk.
Right. So, Austin, if we don't fix the inventory tracking next, this whole system backfires.
And that cause and effect is exactly why phase 2 focuses entirely on operations and back office.
Because a brilliant front of house means nothing if the kitchen is in chaos.
Precisely. So, based on the operational hurdles you highlighted, agents 3 and 4 are designed to restructure your internal workflow.
So Agent 3 handles inventory tracking and management, while Agent 4 manages supplier and order coordination.
Right.
And I don't want to think of Agent 3 as just an automated spreadsheet. From what we're saying, it sounds more like an invisible floor manager or like a financial actuary for your warehouse.
An actuary is the perfect comparison.
Right, because it's not just counting boxes, it's predicting the future.
Exactly. Agent 3 monitors your stock levels in real time, but its real power is predictive analytics.
Okay, so how does that work in practice?
Well, it calculates the velocity of your sales against historical supply chain delays. So if an item is moving, say, 20% faster than usual, and it knows a specific supplier usually takes 3 weeks to deliver.
It doesn't wait for you to hit zero.
Exactly. It anticipates the shortage.
Oh, that's smart. And I guess that triggers Agent 4, the supplier coordination agent.
Yes, exactly.
So if Agent 3 calculates that you are going to run low on a specific caliber or proprietary part by next month, Agent 4 steps in and automatically drafts the purchase order to your preferred supplier.
Right. It drafts the email using your tone, incorporates the preferred supplier's lead times, calculates the optimal order volume, and tees it all up for your approval.
Wait, I want to pause on that phrase.
Which one?
Tease it up for your approval. Because telling you to just relinquish total purchasing control to an AI algorithm sounds a bit terrifying.
Oh, yeah, completely.
I mean,
oh.
I'd imagine you'd want to maintain a tight grip on your cash flow.
And that apprehension is why we structure this with a strict human-in-the-loop safety protocol.
Okay, good.
The AI does 99% of the manual labor. It handles the counting, the historical cross-referencing, drafting the emails, filling out the purchase orders.
But it has no authority to hit send or spend your money.
Exactly. It prepares a clean, logical summary of why it's recommending the order, but you still hold the keys.
Well, you just become the final sign-off.
Yeah.
The contrast there is huge.
It really is.
Instead of digging through 3 different spreadsheets for hours on a Tuesday afternoon just to figure out what you need to order,
you sit down with your morning coffee.
You spend 5 minutes reviewing the logic the AI prepared, click approve, and move on with your day.
Right. It completely eliminates the manual data entry that causes so much operational fatigue.
Yeah, and when you're manually cross-referencing hundreds of SKUs, it's incredibly easy to misread a part number.
Totally. And the AI doesn't suffer from cognitive fatigue, meaning you drastically reduce those costly human errors.
So if we trace the through line here, you have the front line instantly answering technical questions and capturing the hot leads.
Right.
You have the back office predicting your inventory needs and prepping your supplier orders.
Yep.
So your core operations are stable and automated, which means, finally, you have the bandwidth to tackle phase 3, growth and retention.
And this is the pivot from merely maintaining the business to aggressively scaling it.
Yeah, the fun part.
Exactly. Agents 5 and 6 are dedicated entirely to bringing your best customers back into the ecosystem.
Okay.
Agent 5 is a personalized follow-up agent for past purchasers, and Agent 6 acts as your targeted marketing and outreach agent.
Let me push back on automated marketing, though, because you told us your brand is built on quality. And honestly, nobody likes being on the receiving end of a generic email blast.
Oh, absolutely not.
A lot of automated marketing just feels like spam. So how do we ensure these agents are actually adding value to your customers' lives instead of just cluttering their inboxes?
The difference lies in behavioral segmentation. Generic blasts fail because they treat every customer exactly the same. Agents 5 and 6 use your specific customer history to map individual buyer journeys. They don't send emails just to make noise.
Okay, so what do they send?
They send highly relevant, perfectly timed communications based on the life cycle of the actual product purchased.
So if someone buys a highly specific piece of tactical gear, Agent 5 isn't just going to email them a month later asking for a 5-star review.
No, definitely not.
It's going to use the product data to provide, like, predictive maintenance advice.
Exactly that. Let's say a customer bought a complex piece of equipment from you 6 months ago.
Okay.
Agent 5 knows what they bought and when. It automatically drafts a personalized email saying, "Hi, you've had this gear for about 6 months. Usually, this is the time we recommend checking the torque on these specific screws and doing a routine maintenance pass."
Oh, that's clever.
Yeah. And it says, "Here's a quick link to a guide we put together on how to do that. By the way, if you are looking to modify your setup, we just got in these compatible accessories."
That is brilliant because it's genuinely providing a service.
Right.
It's a proactive maintenance reminder that builds trust, which then naturally introduces a highly relevant cross-sell.
Exactly. The customer feels looked after, not sold to.
Yeah, it proves to the customer that Iron Horse Armory actually cares about the performance of their gear long after the credit card was swiped.
And Agent 6 scales that exact logic to your broader marketing.
Okay.
Instead of sending the entire database the same newsletter, it segments your audience dynamically based on their specific behavior.
Meaning your long-range precision shooters are receiving updates about entirely different product lines than your close-quarters tactical buyers.
Exactly. It's tailored, hyper-specific outreach.
And the real beauty here is that you aren't the one sitting in front of a monitor trying to manually filter your email list into a dozen different categories.
Right. The AI is recognizing the buying patterns and executing the strategy autonomously.
It creates a recurring revenue engine operating entirely in the background.
Yeah, you turn first-time buyers into fiercely loyal repeat customers because they consistently feel understood and catered to by your brand.
So we've walked through the mechanics of all 6 agents, from protecting the front line to stabilizing the back office to activating the retention engine.
Yep, the whole system.
With all of this working in tandem, what does this actually mean for Iron Horse Armory's bottom line? Let's break down the ROI picture.
Well, the return on investment here works as a compounding effect.
Okay, how so?
First, you have the immediate recovery of your time. The hours you previously spent answering repetitive spec questions, qualifying lukewarm leads, fighting with inventory spreadsheets, and drafting supplier emails.
All of that time is immediately given back to you.
Exactly. And second, the massive reduction in manual data entry errors directly saves you money by eliminating misshipped items, overordered stock, or, you know, missed supply deadlines.
And from a growth perspective, you're unlocking the capacity to handle a significantly higher volume of sales without having to immediately hire more full-time administrative staff to handle the paperwork.
Right. You're scaling your output without linearly scaling your payroll overhead. It is. But while the financial scaling is critical, the most impactful part of this entire blueprint is what we call the invisible ROI.
The invisible ROI. You mean the mental toll of running the business?
The cognitive load, yeah. Think about the energy it takes to wake up and immediately start task switching between putting out operational fires.
Right. Did that supplier email go out? Are we out of that one optic? Did anyone follow up with that big lead from yesterday?
Exactly. When those background processes are automated and quietly managed by your agents, that low-level anxiety vanishes. You get your creative and strategic energy back.
Here is where it gets really interesting, though, because it sounds incredibly powerful on paper. But realistically, how long does it take to actually build this?
That's a fair question.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to spend the next 2 years trying to untangle code just to see your return.
No, absolutely not. The implementation timeline is intentionally structured as a phased rollout to secure quick wins.
Okay, so where do we start?
Phase one, the frontline customer engagement agents can be deployed rapidly because we are training them on documentation you already have.
Right, the spec sheets and manuals.
Exactly. You start seeing the time-saving returns on Agent 1 and 2 almost immediately, often within the first few weeks of them going live.
And because those front door agents are instantly buying back your time by handling inquiries and qualifying leads, you can redirect that new free time into overseeing the back office integration with Agents 3 and 4.
Exactly. You tackle the integration systematically. You don't just flip a giant switch on your business and hope for the best.
Yeah, that would be a nightmare.
It would. You integrate, you test the AI's logic, you refine the human in the loop protocols, and then you scale. By the time you are implementing Agents 5 and 6 for growth, your baseline operations are already running at a significantly higher efficiency.
To wrap this all up, you told us your goals were to scale Iron Horse Armory, maintain your exceptionally high standards of customer interaction, and completely remove yourself from the operational weeds.
And this blueprint is the mechanism to achieve exactly that. It provides a specialized, deeply knowledgeable front door.
No, wait.
It secures a seamless, predictive back office protected by human-in-the-loop safety protocols, and it unleashes a proactive, highly personalized retention engine.
Imagine walking into Iron Horse Armory a year from now, and these six processes are completely off your plate. What big picture projects will you finally have the time to build? Thank you for listening, Austin. The next step is to open your written playbook and complete the qualifier page. We can't wait to see what you build. Take care.